This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, more on the keto controversy, celebrities sniping and backbiting. Should they be eating that? We'll talk about it. Also, diet soda. What else is it linked to? What are they acknowledging? The things we've been talking about here on this show since I ever started a show 20 years ago. And we've got also news on the BRCA gene, the false claims of links to breast cancer. What else are they going to link it to? Men, you are on notice. Hold on to your prostate, boys and girls. Well, boys and... No, not girls. What am I saying? Wait, nowadays, though, super done, you never know. You know, gender confusion.
One day you're an Olympic gold medalist.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But first and foremost, what kind of government do you perceive is ideal or optimal to maximize your liberty? Right? That's an interesting question. If you ask Ocasio-Cortez that question, I don't know if she'd be able to answer it, because liberty is not on her agenda. Anybody who's a socialist is not concerned with liberty. They're concerned with, like, being taken care of, right? Reducing the risk of life itself, because, you know, that's what the government is here to do. Obviously, if you're longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know, that's not our perspective. We want to maximize liberty. We want to maximize your freedom. And we believe here, is it safe to say, Super Don, that limited government held in chains of the Constitution might be all right? We wouldn't be complaining so much.
Yeah,
right?
be a little easier to swallow. Huh?
Yeah, and it's like we like to maximize liberty. We don't like to be constrained. I don't want y'all to be constrained out there. You are here for a reason, whether you know what that reason is. What is your mission? What is your purpose for being? And we want you not to be enslaved or in chains to somebody else's agenda that's not congruent with your own, okay? And I think that is not unreasonable. Some people might like the, what do we call the Bobbsey twins, the Stepford politicians, Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi,
right?
Yes.
They're not interested in your freedom. They're interested in enslaving you to their agenda, a system of government intervention into your lives, dictating how you spend your money, if you can make your money, can you keep your money? Is it even your money? Now, that's not to pick on Democrats exclusively, because how many Republicans have an agenda of ending the Federal Reserve so that you can actually choose the kind of money you want to use and get to keep what you make? All right, folks, a little bit of a political side trip today. Not really fully, but we got to talk about this because there are legislative agendas on the state level. I've been talking about real ID from the federal down to the state level, how it will eventually stop you from traveling unless you are fully vaccinated, as they've shown. Well, that's what's happened in Argentina already. But what about, you know, you have a baby in America. You're in the state, and then suddenly you have state-mandated visits by licensed and degreed medical professionals, nurses or otherwise, to check on your baby. You're thinking, oh, how awesome is that? They really care. What do they care about? Could it be that they only care about making sure that your baby is getting the vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention, the CDC? Now, we covered a few months ago, not too long ago, up in Oregon, there was a governor's race. And one of the guys who was running for governor, remember, I don't remember his name, Super Don, but he was like all about parental choice. Like, you know, the government shouldn't be forcing you to do vaccines. And in the debate, then there was the other one who became governor, Kate Brown, there in Oregon, who once like, no, we need to really clamp down and make sure that these vaccines are being given and get rid of some of these exemptions. And so we're seeing what's going to manifest by the Oregonians who chose Kate Brown over the other guy. Did you see this?
I did see that. And you know, let me just also remind you, Kate Brown was the one that signed off on the shooting of Lavoie Finicum as well.
Yeah,
when they have
nasty stuff.
Yeah, so not a big fan of hers. But yeah, so you've got this thing here, which it apparently this was tucked into a bill recently that is going to mandate three visits from a, I guess, a pediatric nurse or something.
Yeah.
For every new baby that is born in the state of Oregon. This is going to be actually the first time ever.
Yeah.
If this passes and this becomes law, that would be the case. There are some other states in the country where they do have well baby visits that take place, but they're not mandated. This would be a whole new ball game where it's mandatory.
Mandatory.
You've got to let that nurse
visits.
Come in.
Right.
And it's at, you know, when they're born, and then a few months, and then I think it's like 2 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And it specifically says in there that, you know, one of those visits when the nurse comes is to check and make sure that everybody is well aware of the necessity of vaccines.
Right. Folks, this is, again, where you have a Democratic, and again, I have to point this out, not because I'm part of the Hegelian dialectic, but we're seeing that the Democrats as a party embrace big government, nanny state, medical pharmaceutical interventions. As much as they like to talk a good game against big pharma, they're completely owned and controlled by it. And she wants to mandate these well baby visits. Listen, once you become aware of the danger of pediatricians and what they're delivering, you don't ever want to go for a well baby visit because you end up with a sick child afterwards because of what they do.
Or you end up with losing your child to CPS.
That's right. You enter into their domain and their terrain. And I talked about these contracts of adhesion again that no other radio show I think covers. You know, birth certificates, social security numbers, marriage licenses, all of these things subject you. You become subject to a government with an emperor like Emperor Kate Brown who dictates now all babies born in Oregon shall have well baby visits whether they want them or not. You're not going to the pediatrician, we'll bring them to you. And that's, if you're not frightened about what's going on in Oregon there. Now, this is a proposal. I don't think it's actually been put into law yet, but you're in Oregon. Do they just have so much money coming out of their ears that they've got money to fund these things too?
Well, you know, I'm not 100% on point with what the fiscal situation is here in Oregon. I will say, though, that ever since they legalized cannabis here, there's been a lot of money that's been thrown around. So maybe they can't afford
tax revenue,
something
so
like this.
This is the downside of legalizing weed. All that tax revenue, having Democrats going ape poo-poo all over you with their medical agenda to make sure every child is injected. I'm not kidding. This is just devastating. Now, again, here we get the big question, and I saw a lot of comments on Del Bigtree's show, The High Wire. What do we do, right? What do we do? How do we stop this? And folks, this isn't about voting the bums out. You know, and I talk about action on the state level. I do, nullification at the state level, and I still believe in that, but here you're dealing with a state-level issue. What if they push this agenda through? Well, what makes you subject to the so-called regulation, or if they want to call it a law? I believe it to be unconstitutional on the federal and state level, but let's put that aside. What if everyone agrees to it, and you're the one person who doesn't? What do you do then? Do you just go, oh, well, then I'm defeated? Or do you stand up and say, you know what, you have not the authority to do this, and I'm withdrawing my consent? What does that mean? What does that entail? And that gets a little dicey and scary for people, and I understand that. I get that. I know. Because I'm asking you to stand up as a child of God. Yes, I said that here. I don't mean to sound like a televangelist because I'm not raising money for this thing. I'm just saying you've got to recognize your true relationship to that which created you. You are not a servant of government unless you choose to serve as a public servant in government. But you are not automatically that unless you acquiesce to it. You subject yourself to it by reducing your status at law from the sovereign, that is, in the eyes of God, you are a child of God. Okay? And people might say it differently, or they might be mad at me for saying this, Super Don, but I just got to let out my perspective, my belief system. They got to know where I'm coming from. Not so I'm converting people. That's not what I'm doing here. But raising awareness as to, hey, there are different strategies to go here. And if you think you have to beg for your rights back, you got it all wrong. Now, you have to be belligerent in defense of your rights, and you have to be willing to stand up in the face of tyranny when even maybe your life is challenged or threatened, your freedom is challenged or threatened, because throughout our history, including modern contemporary American history, life, liberty, sacred honor, all of that, are you willing to defend your children from the assault of vaccination? And if so, how willing are you to stand against them because they're threatening violence on your child? So the removal from this idea that, well, everybody's doing it, all the cool kids have birth certificates, screw that. Record your child's birth in your Bible, your family Bible. That's the way we used to do it. You want a tax deduction for your child? Really? Social engineering through the tax code. Don't let your child be numbered like a beast in the field. Marriage license? Really? You're going to ask permission? You're going to invite the government into your marriage between you and your loved one? I always have argued, since I became aware of this, for the separation of marriage and state. Marriages are part of a religious institution. If you want to enter into a private contract, you can do that. Go through. Again, these are very hardcore, deep level discussions that I don't often come out, but I'm feeling more inclined to do so because with these attacks, with these direct attacks like we're seeing in Oregon and other states to mandate, well, baby visits, you're not coming into the doctor, we're coming to you, right? Or we're going to take your child away because we don't like the way you're raising them. You're teaching them about men and women and boys and girls, that they're different, right? We're seeing this, that if you actually believe that there are two genders, that they're saying that's somehow abusive to the child being taught that. Super done. I'm not exaggerating this.
No, you're not. These stories come up every once in a while, and you see them, and there are certain pockets of population around the country where they, you know, endorse and allow these sorts of things. I still want to believe in the good of humanity and that people aren't completely stupid yet.
Yeah.
And that the majority of people don't cater to that. But it is a growing thing, especially in these kind of, social justice warrior areas of the country and on campuses and things of that nature. That,
yeah, there's a concerted effort to enslave us all. There's no question in my mind. Yeah, this is not subtle anymore, folks. That's why I've been a little bit more direct as of recently. They're going after it. They are going after it. The question is, what are you willing to do to stand up in defense of your liberty, your spiritual liberty, because this is a spiritual crisis. All right, more to the physiological impacts of dangerous things like diet soda coming up after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, Robert, last segment, you were talking about how, you know, when a child is born, that you don't go and get them a social security number or, you know, birth certificate. You just record their mm-hmm. birth in the family Bible.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, but what if you're an atheist? I mean, do you, like, record the birth in, like, the Encyclopedia Britannica yeah. or something? Or, you know,
you got a mind that just won't quiet down. And I love you for that. The thing is, religious freedom means also the freedom to not be religious, right? So if you have an atheistic ledger, right? Record it in your atheistic ledger.
Atheistic ledger.
Yeah, you know, file it in the miscellaneous documents in your local, you know, county clerk's office, right?
Okay.
So there are ways to do it, but again, you know, most people, let's say majority have a belief in the Bible or something like that, the religious text, and that's the way we used to record things in eons past. So yeah, good question, and it's a fair question, and so hopefully we can answer it. And if you have other questions about that, let me know. So.
Standing up for atheists everywhere.
Right, right. And, of course, it could be that you're drinking too much diet soda that I'm not saying diet soda causes atheism. That's not what I'm saying. Maybe
now,
a little, but
this next story I think is kind of interesting. What really got my attention here, and I didn't know the history of gout, but according to this is coming out of the Business Insider. There's a painful disease once known for afflicting wealthy kings that's making a comeback. And I was like, what was the disease of wealthy kings? I'm big into, you know, like medieval times, stuff like that, but I wasn't aware that there's something they're actually blaming the keto diet for that wealthy kings used to get. What is that?
Well, it's gout. It's gout. And I talk about this over the years because I learned about, for instance, in homeopathy, how we are able to deal with gout with, for instance, homeopathic rust toxicodendrum or Aruda, but recognizing physiological pathways, biological pathways of what's going on here. You have the excess consumption of animal proteins, but anything with high purine content, that overwhelms your liver's ability to alter it, into an excretable form. You have circulating uric acid. And in this case, if you're sedentary particularly, and you're eating to excess the amount of protein that you would normally need, you're eating way more than you need. This can result in an, what we call a bioaccumulation of this inflammatory acid, uric acid. Now, very often you'll see, if you're into the like the Renaissance art, right? You go in and sometimes you can see like the aristocracy and you'll see paintings of some of the wealthy sitting at their desk or elevating their feet or their foot because they have gout. They're in so much pain because they've, you know, gone on the pheasant hunt and now they've got all of this animal protein to eat and they just go crazy on it. And yet they're not active. I mean, if they're riding a horse, that's their level of activity. They're not even growing food, working the lands, much less truly hunting for survival. And so that results in this massive influx and an overflow, so to speak. Now, this can also be in combination with something called liver congestion, where if your liver is supposed to work at 100% and it's working at 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, anything less than optimal. So that even if you're not overdoing the protein intake, you have a metabolic waste that is not being efficiently transformed from sodium, from uric acid to like sodium urate, for instance, urate from and then it's combined and then it's also altered into the urine. You hear about urination, right? This is how that basic concept came about. And so it's an excretion pathway through the kidneys. Now, if the kidneys are congested, of course, that's also going to be problematic, but I look primarily to the liver. And so this results in that localized inflammation, very painful. And how are you going to respond to it? What are you going to do about it? And this gets into the discussion of what's the right diet, because now we're hearing more and more about people going on higher protein diets, eliminating carbohydrates, which we're going to get into in a little while. But I want you to know that the remedies, I'm going to give it to you right now, rust toxicodendron, Ruta, but always preceded by Bryonia alba, maybe Nux vomica, certainly Chelidonium, because the liver is the key here to get that accumulated uric acid transformed via the liver and sent safely on to the urinary system to be fully eliminated out of the body. And just so you know, I have had gout. In my healing process, I have had gout, and it was in my elbow. It's not always in the big toe. And boy, you want to talk about painful inflammation, redness. Oh, my gosh, nothing could touch it. Oh, that's painful. And rather than resorting to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or even steroids, which will destroy the liver further, let's heal the liver, let's reduce our protein intake to safe levels, begin to exercise and hydrate, and you'll break that cycle like nowhere else in broadcast media, much less in your own life, because you listen to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also says this is a humanitarian crisis that needs to be addressed.
We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
Wisconsin police are giving more details about the discovery of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October when her parents were found killed in their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talks about Kloss.
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital. There is a reunification process in place going on right now.
New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, effective immediately. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, Super Don, it just occurred to me, we could be charging for these segments. I mean, my gosh, I think about what we covered last segment on the analysis of what gout is really, remedies right. for it. I'm like, how many people have wasted so much time, energy, and money and insurance schemes and scams on something that can be remedied with simple homeopathic remedies and herbal right. remedies and drinking more water and exercising and not eating excess amounts of things that you don't need? I mean, dude, we're just like all we're leaving all this money on the table.
Well, you know, it's funny to mention that because, you know, we don't ask for it. You know, we love to do this here. But, you know, if you do, let's say, want to support the Robert Scott Bell Show in that way, there is a very kind of a small way that you can do that on the YouTube. In the chat, down at the bottom of the chat thing, there is a way that you can actually donate to the show and help support the message
really?
That we got going on. Yeah, it's just been there. I haven't said anything about it because, like I said, it's like we don't want to go, hey, you know, like we're you know, televangelists or something.
Send us your firstborn. No.
But there's a thing at the bottom of the chat. Mm-hmm. You'll see a little thing, looks like a dollar sign. It's called Super Chat.
Oh.
And you can actually donate to the show that way if it's something that you choose to do.
Wow. I did not know that. That's something new I've learned today, Super Don. You're just the radio master. Here we go. All right, y'all. Well, remember, you can listen to the archives for free as well through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio archives, also through YouTube, and certain segments we end up putting up on Bridie On or Buddy Mike Adams is setting the stage for, you know, uncensored options if they clamp down further on this information in sort of the mainstream delivery now of media on the Internet. But also GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. A great place to listen for free. Also, say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you appreciate it, say thanks to them. And, you know, we talk about the things that we believe in and use here as well. And so upcoming summits, too. You participate in those summits. I know a lot of people are promoting them. But if you see that we're promoting a summit and you link through it, that's also helpful to us. Is it not, Super D?
It is. It is. Fasting Transformation Summit coming up on Monday, believe it or not. It's already here. So on Monday that starts. And then we've got the Toxic Mold Summit that you can participate in at the end of the month.
Beautiful, beautiful. So now let's dive into Hollywood, would we call it silliness? I don't know. They're doing some battle up there. You got weathercasters and broadcasters and athletic guru people and former porn stars apparently involved in discussion over the type of diet, and people are not getting along.
It's kind of silly. I saw this, I think it was yesterday or the day before was when I first saw this, that Jillian Michaels, you know, she's the trainer of the celebrities, right? Personal trainer.
She did The Biggest Loser for all of
these. Well, and that's actually a kind of an interesting little detail about this story, because she came out on this ranting video about the keto diet. She's like, I just don't understand. Why would people even bother with the keto diet? It doesn't make any sense. And then she went into some details about talking about macronutrients and things and stuff. And so it's like, all right, so, you know, she's not a fan of the keto diet. But she basically was, people were looking at this like she was slamming Jenna Jameson, okay? Now, former porn star Jenna Jameson, who is in favor of the keto diet. So you got this Jillian Michaels versus Jenna Jameson thing. And then the next day I see an article, Al Roker decided to jump into the fray and slam Jillian Michaels. So you got Jillian Michaels versus Jenna Jameson versus Al Roker. Well, listen, Al Roker is a big fan of the keto diet. You know, he lost a gazillion pounds, I don't know, it was a year or two ago.
Okay.
And he's like half of his former self now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have some surgery, weight loss surgery, but then he went on the keto diet, and so he's a big proponent of it.
I see some of these tweets here, in fact, you know, because there are also some people are attacking Al Roker. But here's Al Roker's tweet. So, at Jillian Michaels says keto is a bad idea. This from a woman who promoted on-camera bullying, deprivation, manipulation, and more weekly in the name of weight loss. Now those sound like bad ideas. That's
now
Al Roker.
That goes back to the Biggest Loser thing, because there were some accusations that were made about Jillian Michaels that behind the scenes they were trying to manipulate and force people to take like weight loss pills, you know, and things. So there were some shenanigans going on behind the scenes on the show, The Biggest Loser, that were tied to Jillian Michaels. So listen, this is all TMZ stuff, and it's like, you know, opinion is, who cares what Al Roker or Jillian Michaels or Jenna Jameson think about the keto diet, right? Yeah, I mean, they're just celebrities.
There was a dig back at Al Roker. Somebody named James said, or just go under the knife, right, Al? Many physiologists turn down keto, bad for breath, bad for liver, just two of the negative effects. And, you know, those are fair points because, yeah, Al went under the knife apparently, did one of those, I don't know, stomach stapling. I don't know which surgery he had, but basically you could say that's a cheat. Again, I'm not judging if that's what you want to do, but, you know, I think the point of, as we talked about last segment, the gout issue, bad for liver, right? Excess protein. If you don't do this keto right, and again, I am not saying keto is right for everybody, but I do acknowledge that you've got to find out what's right for you. Like the Jenna Jameson lady, she says it really helped her to lose weight. She's doing well on it. Well, I'm not going to argue that, but only thing I've said, like our friend, what's the guy, the paleo diabetes guy? He overcame diabetes going on a paleo diet. Gosh, I've been from North Carolina.
Oh, the diabetes warrior.
Warrior, right. Great guy. And he got in trouble with
Steve Cooksey.
The dietetics. They're saying, you must take down your website because you're practicing dietetics without a license, right? So, look, I'm not going to argue, but this guy also was very athletic. I mean, you want to talk. He was pushing his body to the point where you can utilize a higher protein diet that the average sedentary American or desk working American couldn't do and shouldn't do, right? So, with Jenna Jameson, you know, I don't know her diet or lifestyle. Her diet, she says keto. I don't know her lifestyle. Interesting side note. I saw that because we got these Twitter feeds. She apparently, married a Jewish guy what happens when you change your religions, or if you had no religion, what is it called? What's the word?
Are happier? I don't know. What?
You convert.
Convert. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Come on, Super Don. Where's your brain?
Sorry, I didn't know where you were going.
That's
that.
All right. All right. I'm teasing. But yeah, so she converted to Judaism. So she's a devout Jew now. Interesting. Left.
Jenna Jameson is a Jew?
Yes, devout Judaism.
JJJ.
So, you know, and also she said, because all the following tweets, she says she's leaving Twitter because there are a lot of people that are bashing her for her religious beliefs. So it's not bad enough. You got to go after her for her keto diet. Really? Now you're gonna. That's just not nice.
Look at all this interesting stuff that we miss out on because we don't cover pop culture, right?
I know. This is great. Well, you know, we're going to the weekend. We have to do a little bit about it, right? Just a little.
Jameson's a Jew. I had no idea.
Yeah. So anyway, these are the fun facts we never cover because we rarely ever do these stories. But because it was about a dietary subject, the keto thing,
and folks, again.
I don't think the keto is right for everybody, but I think modifying it to your needs, reducing refined carbohydrates or eliminating them is great. I don't agree with eliminating all carbs. I don't. I think that's part of the way we're supposed to get our food. But, you know, if your carbs are soaked in glyphosate, that's a problem. Okay? So when we talk about these things, doesn't mean I endorse or dispute everything about them, but we try to put context. Context is everything in here. But I will say there is no place in your diet for diet soda. Just stop it. Right? This is ridiculous. How long has this been going on? Diet soda. Oh, yeah, it's good for you. And you've got registered dietitians, by the way, going through dietetic school, and they have degrees, are saying, yes, drink diet soda instead of regular soda. I'm like, you know what? I think it's more dangerous than regular soda, and I'm not a big fan of regular soda. So here's an article on, this is of all places, WebMD. It says, diet soda linked to risk for diabetic blindness.
Oh,
what?
As if there weren't enough reasons, right? Yeah.
Now, I have covered this since the 1990s, right before, well, when I went, before I was even on radio, I was lecturing on this, that diet sodas, particularly aspartame, breaks down into some nasty components, including formaldehyde, formic acid, which can actually accumulate and create optic nerve blindness in diabetics or not diabetics. It doesn't matter. They're talking about proliferative diabetic retinopathy. So it's not new news for me. It's new news for apparently WebMD that they're actually acknowledging what we've been saying. And they all yelled at us and screamed at us. It's like, don't listen to that. Robert Scott Bell, he's a conspiracy theorist talking about diet sodas causing blindness, optic nerve destruction. No, I've been saying it for over 20 years. And they're now acknowledging it, Super Don. What are we going to do about this?
See, once again, you're Mr. Smarty Pants over here, who's, you know, 10, 20 years ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, the study didn't find the same results among those who drank regular sugar sweetened soft drinks. As I said, diet drinks are more dangerous than sugar drinks. And if you're going to drink sugar drinks, please bring in the 100% whole food GTF chromium innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And that'll help you navigate that. Again, I would have you, if you're going to do sodas occasionally, that's fine. There are organic sodas available. There are sodas sweetened with stevia. And there are those that are sweetened with organic, unrefined, you know, cane sugars, non-GMO.
You mean sugar?
Yeah, yeah.
Like sugar?
Yeah.
You know, dude, you know, we started off the show today talking about the, you know, margarine, right? You know, and sunscreen. And here's another example, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a legitimate analogy where, you know, it's like they said, oh, sugar's bad. Let's replace it with...
Yeah.
And so then, you know, everybody's drinking...
Yeah.
And it turns out that the sugar that they said was so scary that you needed to get away from was actually better than what they replaced it with.
Right. Your body knows what to do with it. Now, if it's refined beyond recognition, which most sugars are, unfortunately, coming from now genetically engineered substances, but you have no minerals in them. And that's devastating. That's dangerous. It can be deadly. One of the highest contents of any food of chromium, of any food on the planet, is coming from the sugar cane. Why? Because God knew that if you were going to bring in a lot of sugar, you better have a lot of available, bioavailable chromium. Because that's the key for delivering safely into and out of the cells the sugars. Which is why, again, it isn't so critical to eliminate all carbs. What is critical is to replenish the minerals that have been devastatingly lost because of the refining of foods. And that's why, in most cases, keto is not necessary. Dude, I'm gonna catch hell from a lot of my friends that are all into keto, but I'm saying if you were minerally replete with chromium, the keto diet wouldn't be critical for you. And you could balance it out, have some more carbs. Again, I'm not telling you to get refined carbs. We're talking complex. It's part of our diet. But again, if you don't have chromium, then you got, wow, now I'm doing great on the keto. You bring the chromium back in, you have a lot more flexibility with your diet. But please, make it all organic and non-GMO. Watch the movie Secret Ingredients that we talked about with Jeffrey Smith on yesterday's broadcast. All right, we're up against the break here. We got one more segment. Men, hold on to your prostates. If you're married, I guess your women can hold them too. We'll be back to explain what's going on with the BRCA nonsense after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's Super Don. I'm going to be in. Did we figure out how to say it? Is it Lutz or Lutz?
I said Lutz, and I got scolded. It's Lutz.
You know, it was so funny because I think they love playing with us on YouTube, right in the chat room. They're like, let's see if we can get them to say something wrong. And I love them for that. I think that's the most awesome thing. I mean, you guys see my kids trying to distract me while I'm on the air. Why not have them, you know, comment on my complexion and make me laugh while I'm on it? I think that's funny. I appreciate
our YouTube hecklers.
Huh? Yes, we have YouTube hecklers now, which is, what am I going to do? I'm going to do nothing but laugh and say thank you for that. We've got the upcoming event in Lutz, which is basically Tampa Bay area. Yeah. And we have links to that. Dr. Marlene Siegel is hosting us a 2-day event, an intensive. I'll be broadcasting from there. Remember, there's a $50 discount that nobody else is getting. RSB Show listeners, if you call the number to get to Dr. Marlene Siegel's office, they're going to give you $50 off plus another special bonus gift. So I hope to see you there. It's the last two Saturday, Sunday of January 2019, those of you listening live. Now, what else do we got to cover? No, more male-female issues to get us into hot water there, Super D?
Well, you know, we've been a critic of a decision that Angelina Jolie made back in the day, and it kind of created a kind of a trendy thing about removing your breasts when you are told that you possess the BRCA gene, right? You know, the gene that is going to, quote, make you more likely to get breast cancer. And so, you know, it's kind of old news now. It kind of came and went and stuff. And I think what happened was researchers said, you know what? People just aren't removing their boobs anymore. We got to figure out some way that we can bring the Bricket gene back into the news and make it vogue again. Well, there's a couple of researchers apparently have discovered that men who have the Bricket gene are more susceptible.
The Bricket 2 mutation.
For getting prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer. Okay, well, folks, I think this is going to backfire on David Olmos and Elena Castro from the CNIO Prostate Cancer Clinic. Because what have I said about men? I mean, we are dumb. We are dumb lunks occasionally, or maybe a lot of the time. Women, you're laughing now, I know. But when it comes to a doctor saying, you know what, you might one day get cancer in your prostate, our first thought is not then, doc, take it out. Right?
Quick. Yeah, quick.
The women are much more vulnerable when they hear breast cancer gene. They're like, okay, doc, take my breasts. And I'm like, I've criticized women for that. And it's not in anything but love for you to let you know that this is not a good option because breasts are not the cause of breast cancer any more than prostates are the cause of prostate cancer any more than the BRCA2 mutation absolutely guarantees you're going to have breast or prostate cancer. Remember, if you have a predisposition for anything, it doesn't have to manifest based on living differently, right? If you live the standard American diet, GMOs, you know, all the garbage, yeah, it might manifest. It might not. We don't know. And in fact, some have argued, and we've talked about this, that these BRCA gene mutations are indicative of more of a protective aspect of less likelihood, not more likelihood of getting these cancers. So for me, this is a bunch of pharmaceutical nonsense. It doesn't address the real reason why cancer manifests in the body. That is a lack of selenium primarily. And then we talk about silica for the integrity of tissue so that it can't metastasize should it occur. And of course, we talk once again about chromium because of the ability to, you know, deliver sugar to the healthy cells and keep it away from cancer cells or keep cancer cells away altogether.
Indeed. So, yeah, I don't know. BRCA gene, I wasn't really impressed with the whole idea before about BRCA meaning take off your boobs.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see a huge rush of people running to get their prostates removed.
Right.
And it's just because us men are a little more selfish, I think.
Yeah.
And protective of those types of things.
It's
although,
bad.
If somebody got their prostate removed, it would not be as intrusive, I suppose, or it wouldn't be as visible.
No, yeah, not visible, but dude, you will suffer. Men that have had that done, not good, guys. And that's why I say, even when they say, oh, you have prostate cancer, let's remove it or let radiate it, let's Whipple it, whatever they're going to do to it.
Some people have prostate cancer and never die from it, right?
No, that's right. It's a slow-moving cancer. You'll die of something else. But folks, it's a selenium deficiency. Bar none, this is a selenium issue. Both breasts and prostate. I know we're into iodine too, but without selenium, it's not going to do the same thing. So be sure you're getting your 100% whole food selenium. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I want to thank y'all for being here. What an amazing week. We had some great guests, lots of topics, subjects. Thank you for Del Bigtree for having me on the High Wire as well. Y'all go watch that on YouTube or wherever you can find it. In the meantime, we're going to take a day off, not Super Don, me, and we'll be back Sunday with a live edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.